The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Well, everybody, I was wrong, and I'm going to be showing you in this video today my election prediction for 2024 in November for the presidential election, and me as a DeSantis supporter, why I was wrong, and I'm going to be doing this with the electoral map, so let's get right to it. You can see here, I have the map, and really quick, while I go through some of I'm going to be putting in every single color for every single state. And I'm not going to kind of do the, you know, you can see here that I can make the reds and the blues look a little less faint depending on the odds of, you know, Republicans or the Democrats taking it. I'm not going to do that. It's either going to be bright red or bright blue because this is my prediction for what's going to happen in 2024. And it's not just going to be a willy-nilly prediction. I have some data I'll show for why I think this is. Really quick, while I throw in kind of the obvious ones, I do want to talk about the sponsor. We'll see if I can double task and do this at the same time, but I do want to talk about the sponsor of this show really quick, Podhome. Guys, if you like posting often as I do, you need to go to podhome.fm. They are a one-stop shop for your podcasts. They essentially, not only do they have AI integration, but they essentially distribute your podcast for you. They do all of the work. Unlike a lot of other people who do this, they don't actually charge you per show or per episodes. Oftentimes that is the case with podcasts. And so it's just one flat rate. So definitely go check them out. If you use my code CARR, C-A-R-R, my last name, you will get 3 months free, which is a really great deal. Again, that's CARR, C-A-R-R. For a first 3 months free at podhome.com. Go check them out. Awesome. Sorry, I got a little distracted. Sometimes it's easier for me to even put the blues in because the blues are so blue sometimes when it comes to this. But yeah, so everybody knows what I'm putting in right now is set in stone, right? There's no secrets. You know, Minnesota is not going to be switching. California is not going to be switching. All these little teeny weeny ones, none of them are switching. I do want to talk really quick before I get to the toss-up states. I do want to talk about Maine and Nebraska. If you didn't know, Maine and Nebraska have a little bit of a different way that they do things, which is that they basically have a winner-takes-all for some. Sorry, I said that wrong. They have a winner-takes in their whole state at large, take some of their electoral votes, but then individual districts do take some. So we'll take Maine, for instance. I'm predicting that Maine is going to go to the Democrats with the rural, you know, obviously the rural one taking, you know, the Republicans taking it, and then vice versa with Nebraska. We have that one really small county, which is going to, you know, include Omaha, and Omaha is going to go to Democrats, but the rest is going to go to Republicans. Okay, here we go. So what we have here at this point, these are kind of all of the obvious ones. Oh, excuse me, I'm missing Virginia and West Virginia. And Indiana. Awesome. So here we are. This is all of the states that we pretty much know for sure. I think you're going to pretty much find nobody that's going to disagree with me here. And what we have is 216 electoral votes going towards Republicans and 222 going towards Democrats with exactly 100. Whoops, I actually forgot Alaska and Hawaii, which are obvious as well, with 93 in the middle undecided. So basically, the question then becomes Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Those are battleground states. And there's been a lot of speculation on where this is going to go. But if you look at the polling, and I'll pull up some of the polling for you, I'm just going to take it one state at a time. My prediction is very clear, and I'm going to talk about why I was wrong about it. So let's start in Nevada. Nevada, the last 10 polls have Trump up at least 3 points, if not 5 or 6, which traditionally in polls about 3% is the margin of error. So when you see Donald Trump having 5-6% in these places, it's very clear that Donald Trump's going to win. So I predict that he's going to win Nevada. The same is true for Arizona. And this is good news for Republicans in general, because not only are Republicans fighting for the presidency in Nevada and Arizona, but they're also fighting for Senate seats, specifically a big one in Arizona. And oftentimes what you see in elections is that they're actually not super, people aren't super pumped about a certain Senate candidate, but because they're voting, say, Republican for president, they just also vote Republican for Senate. So Carrie Lake, who's running in Arizona once again, she may not be that popular, but if people are going to vote for Trump in Arizona, they may just also vote for Carrie Lake because they're kind of just voting Republican down the board. So Donald Trump may very well actually carry Carrie Lake. Oh, I see what I did there. Over the finish line there. So with Nevada and Arizona taken by Trump, we're now at 236 to 226. And remember, 270 is what you need in order to win the election. Now, if you go over towards the East Coast, the closest race by far right now is in Pennsylvania. So for the sake of argument, and by the way, Trump is leading in Pennsylvania. However, he is within the margin of error. Well, let's just say for the sake of argument that Joe Biden takes Pennsylvania, and it's perfectly reasonable because he did so in 2020. Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, and Georgia all go to Trump. Why is this? Because just like Arizona and Nevada, the last 10 polls have all gone towards Donald Trump, which Democrats must be freaking out right now, because that means that the final tally is 293 Donald Trump to 245 Joe Biden. And this map that you see right now, this is my prediction. It's possible that Pennsylvania could go towards Donald Trump. I'm not saying it won't, but it doesn't matter. Again, in another scenario where Democrats take Wisconsin, it doesn't even matter still. Donald Trump still wins. Or say they take Georgia instead. Donald Trump still wins. And so the fact that he has so many swing states that he's polling so high in is fantastic. Now, I know what you're thinking too. Some people out there say the polls don't matter. One poll does not matter. But if you look historically, and you can, I'm going to preach this till the end of time. If you look historically, the polls are actually very accurate. Some of the polls were very inaccurate in 2016 between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. That's why a lot of people have lost kind of their confidence in it. But polls are still, especially when you're looking at like 10 polls over a course of 3 months, they are very, very consistent. Now, the question you're probably asking yourself is, why was I wrong? Because I said that I was wrong at the beginning of this video. The reason why I was wrong is because I have been saying for a long time that Donald Trump was not a strong candidate to Joe Biden. And what I was wrong about was, I don't think I realized how bad of a candidate Joe Biden was, and that Donald Trump was a much stronger candidate in those key swing states than I realized. Because what a lot of people are talking about is, if you look at the general polling at large in the United States, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are neck and neck. But that's not how our voting works. If you look at the swing states that actually dictate the Electoral College, Donald Trump is crushing Joe Biden. And I always knew that it, you know, the Electoral College is what mattered, but I just didn't understand that Joe Biden was so weak in those key swing states, and that Donald Trump is actually doing really favorably. For that reason, and again, that's why I wanted to vote for DeSantis, because I felt that he was a more powerful candidate against Joe Biden. And we'll never know if he was. Maybe he was really good. But I was wrong, because Donald Trump has proven to be very formidable in these key swing states, and we could really see a red landslide, as not only does he take all the swing states except maybe Pennsylvania, as I predicted, but he's also going to carry congressional and senatorial races over the edge with him, giving probably a 52 or 53 Senate lead to Republicans, and maybe even a congressional lead to Republicans as well. That is not something I would have predicted 6 months ago, but unless something drastic happens, which, let's face it, Democrats do crazy things, because a lot of the voting laws have been changed back since COVID, I don't see how the Democrats are going to pull this out. I don't see how Joe Biden's going to win, and I think they're freaking out right now. And why wouldn't they, when they look at the polls and, you know, 9 out of 10 of the last 10 have showed Donald Trump winning in every single key swing state. Thanks for watching. As always, guys, if you got a little bit of value or entertainment out of this video, go below, comment, like, and subscribe. I love interacting with you. So if you think this map looks a little bit different, please tell me, and I'd love to talk to you about it. We'll see you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.